from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number 3 in the nation, and 72 hours from right now, we'll be in the middle of the first half. Cowboys and Browns live in Cleveland. And joining us now, Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to talk Browns with you here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's great to have you. What do you expect from the Browns offense and Deshaun Watson? Is it possible to have a really good idea of what's coming at this point?
No. I have no idea what to expect from Deshaun. I know what Deshaun tells us we should expect. I know what the organization is telling us we should expect, but I am of the mind that I'm past the talk. I just want to see it on Sunday. The message coming from everybody is that Deshaun's shoulder is fully healed. He is fully recovered from that injury a year ago, and he's ready to return to the Deshaun Watson that everybody saw with the Houston Texans. But I have to admit some of my skepticism. He's not played a full season of football since the 2020 campaign when he did lead the NFL in passing that year. Of course, he sat out in 2021, suspended for 11 games in 2022, and only played 6 games last year again because of the broken bone in his shoulder. So I don't know if it's possible for Deshaun Watson to return physically to the player we saw with the Houston Texans. I guess we're going to start to find out come Sunday.
Beyond the missed games last year, how much did injury cause him to play poorly?
Well, he played well at times, especially early in the season. And the second half comeback against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, in which he completed all of his passes in the second half, and the Browns were down double digits, and they rallied to win at the gun, might have been one of the more impressive wins in the expansion era for the Browns since 1999, especially on the road against that Ravens team. Of course, the Browns were the only team in the NFL last year to beat the number one seeds in each conference. They beat the 49ers. They also beat the Baltimore Ravens. So we've seen flashes. We've seen glimpses from Watson. We just haven't seen it consistently because, frankly, he hasn't been on the field consistently.
Daryl, I know you had posted the video of Jedrick Wills in the locker room yesterday saying he was not going to be playing. So what is the status of the Browns' offensive line, specifically at that tackle spot?
Well, right now it is in flux. I have been under the impression that it was going to be Jack Conklin. I've said so on my podcast. I've said on the station. I've written it. And then today, seeing Will's not practicing today, not all that surprising because, again, I don't expect to see him at all Sunday. But Conklin's limited in these reps. And remember, he's coming off a very significant knee injury he suffered last week in week 1, ACL, MCL, PCL, and meniscus repair. made to that knee. So the door has been opened now for James Hudson to potentially step into that spot, and that might be the best news Michael Parsons gets all week.
Daryl, when you mentioned Hudson playing, and I remember I watched tape of the game in the playoffs against Houston, and he was the right tackle. Where do you think they would line him up if they had to play him either the left tackle or the right tackle?
Well, he'll be the left tackle, and DeJuan Jones will be the right tackle. They you know, Jones they drafted last year.
Sure.
They have been really reluctant to move him from right to left at this point. There's part of me that thinks that he is the left tackle in waiting because Wills is in the final year of his contract, but I'm not so sure because they don't seem like they're in a hurry to move him. And this is an organization, just from a philosophical standpoint, they view the tackle positions very similarly. A lot of teams put a premium on the left tackle spot over the right tackle spot. And the Browns, they view both of those positions equally. They don't prioritize one over the other or feel one is more significant than the other. And they also feel that the skills on either side are transferable as well. So I think if Conklin is not available to play left tackle, it'll be Hudson at left tackle. And then again, as I said, DeJuan Jones, he's pretty much written in stone right now that he'll be the right tackle until everybody's healthy. Then the starters would be Wills at left and Conklin at right, and DeJuan Jones on the bench ready to hop in if needed.
Getting you set for Browns and Cowboys with Daryl Ryder right here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. How you feeling about our old buddy, Amari Cooper? Are you getting a sense that this is a revenge game for him against his former team?
Well, I love Amari Cooper. He's one of my favorite Browns on this team. He just goes about his business, doesn't say much. He's real quiet. He's a lot like Nick Chubb. And he's also just a very, very good football player. And it's been an interesting offseason for him. He really wanted a contract extension from the Browns. The Browns really didn't want to do that. Of course, he's 30 years old now. And so he's going to get into free agency. They fully guaranteed the final $20 million on the contract for this year. That's what got him to training camp. They also threw some performance incentives in there. So maybe if he hits those, he can give himself a little bit of a pay bump heading into free agency. But I just love Cooper. As far as the revenge game, and his name even popped up in trade rumors, the Brandon Ayuk stuff, Browns 49ers talking trade there in August. And Cooper said today he's a very unemotional person. He doesn't take it personally that his name may or may not have popped up in trade rumors. He's not worried about his contract situation. He did admit, though, because he was asked about the extra emotions playing against his former team. He did admit that had this game been sooner, as in, 2022, after he was traded to Cleveland, maybe there would have been a little extra sauce for him. But because time is now passed, right? He's been with the Browns 2 years. He's the first Browns wide receiver in franchise history to catch for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. There's just not as much mustard on this one for him. Personally, he just wants to go out and win a football game Sunday.
Well, you say Amari Cooper's one of your favorite players. You can't say he's absolutely your favorite player on the team because Jameis Winston's on the team, right? I mean, my goodness, how awesome is it covering that guy?
Yeah, I mean, look, Jameis Winston's a walking soundbite. There's no question about it. Nothing personal against Jameis, but I hope we don't see him this year. And hopefully we don't have to talk to him this year. That means that Deshaun Watson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He is available each and every week and, performing well and is healthy. So, Jameis is a lot of fun to talk to. He's a ball of energy. That's one of the things the Browns really love about him, that he brings that level of energy not just to the quarterback room, but it kind of reverberates a little bit throughout the entire locker room.
It's Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to talk Browns with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, what do we expect with this Browns running game with Chubb out?
Well, Jerome Ford's the number one back. It's going to be a three-headed monster. Pierre Strong, you'll see some of him. Dante Foreman, you probably see him in some short yardage situations. He's kind of like a battering ram, type of guy. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to expect from this run game, because Kevin Stefanski does not run full contact practices during training camp, so there's no live tackling, there's no taking guys to the ground, so it's really hard to gauge what is a good productive run in those practices, because you really don't know where the play got stopped. So that is, just like Deshaun Watson, that is an unsolved mystery going into week one.
Daryl, when Ken Dorsey was brought in as the OC, and I know Kevin calls the plays, have you noticed anything different with Dorsey and his work with Watson and stuff? Because he seemed to do some wonders when he was with Josh Allen at Buffalo.
Yeah, and also Cam Newton, the year that the Panthers went to the Super Bowl and Newton won the MVP, Dorsey was with him, and that's what really appealed to the Browns. They really wanted to make sure that, you know, Alex Van Pelt did a great job in the 4 years he was with the Browns, especially considering the volume of quarterbacks that the Browns had to go through because guys kept getting hurt. He did a really good job, but they wanted to bring someone in that really could accentuate what Watson does well, and that's the off-schedule stuff. And so you can see some differences in the offense when you watch practice. It is about getting the ball out real fast. The timing route stuff that was emphasized the previous 4 years, there's not much of that now. There's a lot of, receiver choice routes, things where, the quarterback and the receiver better be on the same page, how they're reading those corners and safeties and linebackers and coverage. If not, there's going to be a lot of turnovers, because if Watson's thinking one thing and the receiver's thinking something else, that's where you have problems. But it's all about giving Deshaun Watson flexibility to make those off-schedule plays. He's not an on-schedule quarterback, so they have pretty much scrapped that idea under Dorsey. And this offense, I think you'll see Sunday, involves a lot of off-schedule plays.
How about the defensive side of the football? Cowboys rocking with two rookies, with Guyton at left tackle, Cooper Beebe at center, and this Browns defense, at least from a year ago, they were a sensational unit.
Jim Schwartz may or may not have noticed that the Cowboys are starting two rookies on that defensive line. Miles Garrett, the reigning defensive player of the year. I know Micah Parsons this year would like to have a word with Garrett about that particular award. I'm pretty sure Miles is aware of two rookies being on that defensive line. So we talked to Schwartz today, and he said that those two young guys, he was really impressed with the preseason film that he saw on them. He really felt they acquitted themselves very, very well. So while they may be rookies, the Browns are not expecting an open invitation to the backfield to get after Dak Prescott, but they are going to dial up the pressure because that's just what they do. It just so happens that the Cowboys are going to start a couple of rookies up front, but the Browns are a pressure up front defense. They are a man-to-man in the back defense. And so, last year they were able to play some real good complementary football in that regard. with the pressure up front and, tight coverage on the back end. We'll see. They're going to be tested, obviously, right out of the gate here because of the explosiveness, not just of Dak Prescott, but his favorite target, C.D. Lamb.
We were so blown away at the red zone numbers for the defense, though. How much conversation has been about that in this offseason? Such a great defense, but worst when it comes to the red zone.
Not only that, red zone as well as on the road. The home versus road splits were Jekyll and Hyde. They were just dominant at home, and then they would go on the road, and they just weren't the same defense. So those are two things that Jim Schwartz has been chewing on all offseason, and those are two things that Jim Schwartz has been beating into his players' heads all offseason about tightening up and improving. And so I am real curious to see because, again, Dallas has a prolific offense. There's no question about it. In fact, the Browns will play every elite quarterback there is in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes is on the schedule. Tua is on the schedule. Lamar Jackson, the two-time MVP, he's on the schedule twice. Of course, Joe Burrow down in Cincinnati is on the schedule twice, divisional games there. Justin Herbert, they're out with the L.A. Chargers. So this is just the opening act of what the Browns defensively are going to face. And so while there's been so much talk about tightening up red zone, making sure the defense travels on the road, there's also a lot of talk of the level of play has to be elevated or else they're going to find receivers and quarterbacks picking them apart on a weekly basis because they are facing the best of the best starting this week with Dak Prescott.
No question about Daryl. We really appreciate the time, man. Cannot thank you enough for all the insights. This has been a real treat. Looking forward to maybe we'll I'm sorry about that. Looks like my guy Wolchuk's got one more question for you. Daryl, here he is.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
My secret with the pork chops? I don't have a secret with pork chops. Barbecue sauce. That would probably be my secret.
That's a damn good answer right there to an awful question. Sorry about that. Thank I'm going to deal with this guy in the break. Daryl, you're a beast. Appreciate the time, my friend.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Salute. There he goes. Daryl Ryder, 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland, passing all the tests.
Took it in stride, man.
Barbecue sauce.
Look at that guy.
It's a radio pro.
Especially if you make it on a Weber. Ooh, dude, it sets it off.
I think years ago when we first hit that to Broadus, he obviously thought long and hard about that.
I think I did too.
He was like, I was talking about
applesauce. Dry it, yeah.
Applesauce.
We got to go. Sean Merriman joins us to preview NFL Week 1. That's coming up next. The G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened? Happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.